The long stare at Hercules X1I emission lines from the outer disk, the magnetosphere boundary and the accretion curtain, by Picosek et al. Hercules X1 is a nearly edge-on accreting X-ray pulsar with a warped accretion disk, processing with a period of about 35 days. The disk precession allows for unique and changing sight lines towards the X-ray source. To investigate the accretion floor at a variety of sight lines, we obtained a large observational campaign on HER X1 with XMM Newton, 380 kiloseconds exposure, and Chandra, 50 kiloseconds exposure, for a significant fraction of a single disk precession cycle, resulting in one of the best datasets taken to date on a neutron star X-ray binary. Here we present the spectral analysis of the high-state high-resolution grating and CCD datasets, including the extensive archival data available for this famous system. The observations reveal a complex Fake region structure, with three emission line components of different velocity widths. Similarly, the high-resolution soft X-ray spectra reveal a number of emission lines of various widths. We correct for the uncertain gain of the EPOCH PN timing mode spectra, and track the evolution of these spectral components with HER X1 precession phase and observed luminosity. We find evidence for three groups of emission lines. One originates in the outer accretion disk, 10 to the power of 5 RG from the neutron star. The second line group plausibly originates at the boundary between the inner disk and the pulsar magnetosphere, 10 to the power of 3 RG. The last group is too broad to arise in the magnetically truncated disk and instead must originate very close to the neutron star surface, likely from X-ray reflection from the accretion curtain, 10 to the power of 2 RG. This was the long stare at Hercules X1I emission lines from the outer disk, the magnetosphere boundary and the accretion curtain, by Picosek et al.